In William Faulkner's book, The Sound and Fury, he writes that clocks slay time. Time is dead as long as it is being clicked off by little wheels. Only when the clock stops does time come to life. I confess, I am a slave to time. On my phone, watch, bedside alarm, even the tiny clock on the microwave are constant reminders of the forward march of time. I also measure the effectiveness of my time in prayer and Bible study against segments of time. Does your awareness of time help you to live or merely exist? Are you wasting your time, trying to prolong it, or flourishing by using the time that you have? Well, this meditation from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 will help you learn to pray continually by redefining time. It will help you pray without ceasing by rethinking what it means not to be praying. So to begin, no matter where you are or the time of day, allow this to be a retreat in the continual presence of God. Make no notice of the clock. I will mind the time. But rather, allow yourself to sink now without effort. Each breath sinking deeper. Your eyes sinking to closed. Your posture sinking deeper. And your mind sinking into the divine presence of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Continue in divine awareness by listening and then responding to this passage from Romans chapter 12. And as I lead us, respond, Lord God, may I be mindful of praying without ceasing. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His word. Be constantly rejoicing in hope because of our confidence in Christ. And Lord God, may I be mindful of praying without ceasing. Be steadfast and patient in distress. And Lord God, may I be mindful of praying without ceasing. Be devoted to prayer, continually seeking wisdom, guidance, and strength. And Lord God, may I be mindful of praying without ceasing. Linger here in silence, contemplating the divine presence. Merely encounter Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This meditation is an opportunity to be in the presence of God, unaware of time. But for a moment, I want you to try something. I want you to count to five, right now. Now, count to five again, but slower this time. Now once more, but even slower. Time has a way of speeding up when you most wish it would slow down, doesn't it? Time is indeed an illusion. So count to five once more, even slower, and pause if you need more time. That phrase is interesting, isn't it? Pause if you need more time. pausing doesn't give you more time. It simply gives you some sense of control over time. But we don't have that, do we? So begin to center on this moment in time. Not the next one. Not the one you just left. But center now on this one. Center to in your breathing. Take several deep belly breaths in through your nose. Hold it there for a moment and slowly release it through your mouth. Be mindful of the speed of each inhale. Be aware of the speed of each exhale. Don't try to control the pace or speed, just merely be aware of it. Even as you center on stillness, you may become aware of time passing. That is fine. It's to be expected. But rather than condemning yourself, celebrate the awareness of time passing as a trigger to center back on your present breathing and whispering the words, "Lord God, may I be mindful of praying without ceasing." Now continue as you listen to each of these three divine readings from Holy Scripture. This passage from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17 from the New International Version is part of a letter written by the Apostle Paul as an instruction to holy living. Imagine these words from Paul to you as a reminder to be in prayer without ceasing. My dear friend in the faith, I know the pressures of life. I know the temptation of sin. I am the chief of sinners and the greatest sinner who ever lived. So I say this with all passion, that we need to pray continually. What in this reading gave you the most joy? Well, listen once more for how the passage influences you. Be unceasing and persistent in prayer. What emotions rose to the surface? Well, let this become your contemplation. Listen once more, but settle even deeper as you contemplate on this wider passage from the New International Reader's Version. Always be joyful, never stop praying, and give thanks no matter what happens. God wants you to thank Him because you believe in Christ Jesus. Don't try to stop what the Holy Spirit is doing. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What did you experience in this passage? Well, let this be your continuing contemplation now. this third expanded divine reading from the Christian Standard Bible, reflect on the passage as a prayer. And Lord, by your mercy, hear our prayer. Our Father in heaven, help me be always mindful to rejoice always, pray constantly, and give thanks in everything, for this is your will for me in Christ Jesus. And keep me from stifling the Holy Spirit. Help me hold on to what is good and stay away from every kind of evil. I pray this in the name of your Son, my Savior, and my Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What was God whispering to you in that prayer? Well, let this passage become yours as a personal prayer. Take all the time that you need. He is in no rush, nor should you be. While resting in imaginative contemplation, reflect on one aspect of this passage. Did you hear the words, "Don't try to stop what the Holy Spirit is doing. Don't stifle the Spirit of God." Well, open your mind, your body, and your soul to what the Holy Spirit is doing right now. Listen. How is the Spirit at work in what you hear around you? Feel it. How is the Holy Spirit at work in what you feel touching you? Now open your eyes in a soft gaze and look around. How is the Spirit at work through what you see around you? Everything that you see, smell, hear, and touch is an awareness of the divine. Not only now, but every moment. In every breath, in every beat of your heart, without ceasing. So take this opportunity to encounter Him continually. As you move through your day, be mindful of even the most brief of moments to be aware of God. Your awareness is your prayer. It's not always the words. It's not always the posture. It's not always the place. But prayer is always an awareness of God. Set out to be mindful of moments to be aware of the divine. Contemplate on that as you receive this benediction. It's a reminder to never stop praying. Give thanks no matter what happens as you encounter what the Holy Spirit is doing. May you continually be aware of Christ, be mindful of the working of the Holy Spirit, and encounter God at this moment and always. And whether at first or last light, remain here in this divine retreat as long as you can, whispering, "Lord God, may I be mindful of praying without ceasing. Rest here centering on the never-ending and continual work of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Let awareness be your prayer. Amen.